This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are things that happen in business and the economy that don't always make a whole lot of sense, which we get, and which is why we started a whole series called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
The questions usually do come from listeners, but we've got some of our own as well, like today's, why is it that the car rental industry is so different from the rest of the travel business? Marketplace's Rima Kreis got that one.
Just about everyone has a friend who's a flake. You know, the one person you can depend on to cancel at the last minute. For the purposes of this story, I am that flake.
Are you looking for a location that is in the U.S., in Canada, or international?
That friendly automated person is trying to help me reserve a car for June from Avis.
Which airport or city and state?
LAX, Los Angeles.
All right. Lexington Bluegrass Airport.
No. LAX.
Okay, I won't put you through that. Eventually, I get routed to a human, Joe Garcia, and I book a Ford Fiesta for 5 days.
You pay at the counter.
And what if I have to cancel last minute?
Okay, no problem. There ain't gonna be no extra fee or nothing.
This is what I love about the rental car industry. No cancellation fees, no punishment if I bail, no mortgage payment, like when I want to change my flight or I'm not feeling my Airbnb. In fact, I could go online right now and book 10 reservations at 10 different car rental companies.
And then, you know, you can go to the line that's shortest and take that booking and just leave the others by the wayside.
Or leave all of them by the wayside, says Chris Brown of Auto Rental News. So how did this little island of forgiveness survive in such an unforgiving travel industry? John Healy follows the rental car industry for North Coast Research. He says, back when the business began, auto manufacturers, Ford, General Motors, owned car rental companies. They used them as a way of getting some payoff for models they overproduced and couldn't sell.
Some rental car operators thought about their business not in terms of making money on renting the cars, but from an alleviation of stress on the manufacturing side of the business.
But they're thinking about making money now, especially since no-show rates are easily above 20%. And companies that use third-party sites like Expedia and Kayak pay about $5 per reservation, whether people show up or not. That's roughly $15 million down the drain every year. Even so, the industry isn't likely to start hitting customers with cancellation fees, says Healy, because that would require all the players to act together.
Some rental car companies have been afraid to charge for no-shows with the fear that their competitors won't, and it would be used as a marketing campaign against them.
The closest the industry has come is prepaid reservations, where you get a cheaper deal but pay a stiff penalty if you bail. Another way companies try to protect themselves? Overbook. But if their estimates are off, they may end up doing the unthinkable, point customers to the competition, like Mark Dufresne.
We have a pretty good variety of cars. We have convertibles like the Beetle.
Dufresne owns Marathon Car Rental here in Los Angeles. Standing in his small lot, he says, during the summer,
we'll get calls from people standing in line at the airport at car rental companies going, I have a reservation and I've been standing in line for 3 hours. And
please tell me you have a car. Dufresne says sometimes customers practically beg him to take their credit card information when they reserve.
Customers feel sometimes that by giving their credit card, they're guaranteed to have a car.
But he says it doesn't make a difference. So flakes, rejoice. Your friends may get mad at you, but rental car companies, they won't hold a grudge. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.
This series works best if you all send us your questions. Hit us up at marketplace.org.